listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Appreciate you being here with ABQ Connect. We want to thank Holly and Dave Slade and their team at Dave Slade & Associates Realtors. They're sponsors of the programming here on KNKT and our show ABQ Connect. Call Holly or Dave at 342-8100 when you first start thinking about selling your home or buying a new one. Holly and Dave Slade at Dave Slade & Associates, doing business by the book, 342-8100. Or you can reach them on the web at abqhomeseeker.com. I'm joined in studio now by Rick Hobson. He and his wife Jennifer are the owners of Jericho Nursery. Rick, welcome to ABQ Connect.
I can't tell you how much I appreciate it. I haven't been on in months, and I am really, really glad to be here.
Well, for many, many years, you had a Garden Talk show here on the station, and you're currently on KOB, which is 770 KOB or FM 96.3, 11 a.m. on Saturdays, so listeners can get all their questions answered if they want to call you. But frankly, the easiest way to get your question answered is to call 899-7555 at your store.
Yeah, well, so says you. Have you tried to call?
Tough to get a hold of somebody now?
I hope that it doesn't sound rude. We have been terrible on the phones. Mm. We have told people, look, try manager@jerichonursery.com for an email.
Okay.
We have been so busy for the last 2 months that the phone is the last thing we do.
Yeah.
In the register area, the place we call the cash house, we turn the phone volume down. Mm-hmm. For the last 8 or 9 Saturday and Sundays, I stand in the parking lot directing traffic, which is a blessed place to be.
Yeah.
Now, because I'm the voice and the guy that pays for the advertising and I'm on the radio and I'm on the TV, oh, you're the guy that everybody wants to talk to me. Mm-hmm. And I have been all but rude in saying, I can't leave this spot, because it literally has required people directing in and out of parking places. My parking lot is in the nursery. It's a rather small. It's 2 acres, and you have to park inside. We hold about 45 cars. Mm-hmm. Rarely have we had to have people park next door, but a couple of times. But it's let this one pull out, pull in. If you're pulling around, on Mother's Day Saturday, two Saturdays ago, busiest day of the year, this tall, beautiful blonde, Kiana, who's very gracious, long arms, easy to look at, took my spot. I took the spot in the back. Which was, there were several layers for that. We won't go into all of them. Most of it was, I get manic and I get crazy and I get wound up and I've got to have it my way. And there's just a lot. And it in the back, she was just elegantly saying, go this way. Mm-hmm. And they'd get back to me. Are you coming or leaving? Hold on. I'll get you into a spot. And that's the place of fame. I mean, everybody sees you when you come in, and I chose to give up my spot and let Kiana work out.
Rick, what you're really describing, though, is the value of the service that you provide. And I'm going to skip down on my little list of topics here to all of these questions, and I told you this when you walked in the studio today, are coming from the perspective of Jim Williams, who has absolutely no ability on his own to grow anything. So I want to ask you about, you're the only store I know that has gardening angels. And they do bring a tremendous amount of value. I can walk into your store not knowing anything, and your staff is just brilliant at kind of walking through everything with you.
Excuse me. Brings me to tears. Because I have had, hear it, you're right, 10 people in the last 2 weeks say that. Mm. Like everybody, not one or two, everybody. And if you would have talked to me, you wouldn't have got that response. Mm. I'm pointing, which we don't like to do. It's over there. Good luck. Can't you help me? Maybe they can. Again, I get myself wound up in the event, in the fanfare as it is, the just craziness that we've had. Which again is a blessing, where part of me taking the position in the back was to be able to watch and go, wow. One of the gals that's helping me in my life said, can't you maybe just stand back and thank God for what's going on? Mm-hmm. And I did that on the busiest day of the year, because again, I want to control it all and it's mine and it, and I was able, and my wife and my daughter sat in the hot tub that night and said, my daughter speaks very well to me. She knows how to, she said, you know what, Dad? It wasn't the money. And that was obvious. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow. She said, the pride in you and how that place ran that day. I had some of my competitors, people coming into the nursery from other places, being told it was an hour and a half to get through the line at the register, not having parking attendants, and having everybody on my staff available to assist best we could. Now, most people get it. Holy moly, you're busy. Oh, my God. It's nuts here. So we'll do the best we can. In the last 2 weeks, finally, I've been able to take a breath and say, let me show you. Yeah. Not point, not shoot. It's over there. Good luck. But we do want to walk them through it.
Okay. Now, I'm a little worried about that because I'm one of those people. I don't have the vegetables or the herbs in the ground yet. Is it too late?
I planted my first 9 tomatoes last Tuesday. I am planting the rest, not the rest, more today. You haven't missed a thing. Not one thing. Let me rephrase that. If you're a cool season vegetable, you've missed it all. Lettuce, peas, broccoli, spinach, those things, you missed that. Those go in February or March. By the time it gets hot, it's too late. I have in years past had lettuce and tomato at the same time on Mother's Day. That's a rarity because lettuce is done by Mother's Day. Tomatoes are just getting started. You can plant a tomato with a wall of water, get 2 months early. This year I didn't do anything. I planted my tomatoes last week. I'm putting a 20-foot pole up in my yard for a bat house and morning glories. That's standing there now with Shores holding it up, waiting for me to get home and pour concrete back in the hole. So.
Okay, let's go back to, you've got some time now.
Yeah.
You're gardening angels. I want you to brag about your team a little bit because a person like me that doesn't know anything about growing, no green thumb on me at all. I mean, there's nothing that would indicate I can grow anything, but I can navigate your store with a gardening angel
Correct.
Standing next to me.
You know, I so appreciate the verbiage because it came to me like gardening angel, and that's a couple of years ago. And our shirts even say gardening angels. But for you to say that we're walking you through, that's the goal, and I probably haven't verbalized that. And we can't do it in April and May, but now we can. And what's amazing is to watch two people that have never had a job work for me that are gardening angels. Mm. One of the gals, 18 years old, first job last year, still there this year. My daughter's in her 30s with a degree that works for me. And she looks at Michaela and goes, how do you know that? How are you able? And this 18-year-old is teaching 35 and 40-year-olds, oh, this is what you need. This is what we recommend. This is how you do that. And had I not had people around looking at somebody like Michaela going, do you know how valuable she is? No, I'm in the parking lot in my head, all worried about stuff. And yet I've got an 18-year-old with her first job teaching other people that are older than her how to teach you how to garden. Mm. And a guy who's 15 had to have a work release learning how to run a register. And they are just as valuable as me who's been in this business my whole life. I hold no more importance than they do. They're running this company. They are the expression of who we are. And I have listening to Brené Brown Dare to Lead podcast and what's your vision and what's your purpose and what do they need to know? And they've gotten through the last 2 months without me saying, do this. Mm-hmm. One of the gals in my service last night, I have a gathering of people. She said, I said, you know, there's no such thing as, what's the nice way of saying criticism? What's that two-word thing? Corrective criticism or constructive criticism? Criticism's criticism. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I need it. I need you to tell me what to do. I need you to tell me when to do. And I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah. So they're hungry for it. And
by the way, we call that a God thing because in the real world, in the natural world, people don't take criticism.
They don't. God wink, a little nudge, yeah. A little bump. Yeah.
Well, but I mean, when people know that you love them and they care and you care about them, they'll take criticism. They'll take teaching. They'll take whatever. And I think that you make your customers feel that way.
Again, it's humbling for me because the last 2 months I would say, no, I don't.
Yeah.
We had somebody, and this is way off topic, but we had somebody post on a garden group that I was $10 more for my roses than anybody else in town. Oof. The responses were, yeah, but they're worth it. Mm. Yeah, but they're nice. Yeah, but they're friendly. Yeah, but everybody I've ever spoken to was over the top. Now, there is room to look at the criticism. Mm-hmm. There's room to look at the other person at the bottom of the page who said, yeah, I found that to be true as well. I found it to be dismissive, corrective, and defensive. If anybody was going to be that person, it was me. And I would have remembered that conversation, and I didn't have it. So somebody on my staff had a day. Mm-hmm. We all have them. Or an hour, or a customer, and maybe that's the customer. But to take what was said and go, can we learn from this? Because even if it was the person, we have opportunity to improve.
Amen. Rick, I've got a couple questions for you after the break. One about a pine tree and some of your suggestions for house plants. So when we come back, we'll try to get those done, and we'll be back after these messages.
Listen to this hotspot as Skip Heitzig shares a lesson about owning your faith.
So he is mentored by this priest. He becomes king himself, Jehoash. So now you have a politician with a godly background. He does what is right in the sight of the Lord.
The story doesn't end there.
But his righteousness only lasts while his mentor lasts. When his mentor dies, when the priest dies, he starts taking on the values of the people around him.
Find more from Skip at connectwithskip.com.
If your faith is only propped up by others, you will stumble when those props are gone.
Now this from Skip about deep roots.
You need to come to a place where you build your own roots, man, and you stand before God yourself, man or woman of God, and you are getting the strength directly from the Holy Spirit so that when they die or if they fall or something happens, your faith is not shaken. Your faith is not shaken.
Whether at home or in the workplace, we're all leaders. Become a better leader in this leadership moment with Craig Groeschel.
How do you lead up effectively? Honor matters. Showing honor matters. If you don't feel a sense of honor for the person who is above you, they're going to sense it through you. If you're looking around going, I could do better than that, you know, I should be in that role. What you need to understand is that if you were supposed to be in that role, you would be in that role. You're not in that role because you're not yet supposed to be in that role. If you want one day to be over others, you need to learn to be under others and show honor. Show honor where you are. Now, you may say, well, you know, but my leader is not amazing. You're mixing respect and honor. When you remember that respect is earned, honor is given. Honor those in authority over us. We believe that they are there because they're supposed to be there, and we're going to serve them and help their mission be better.
That was Craig Groeschel on a KNKT Leadership Moment. Hear more at life.church/leadership podcast.
We are back on ABQ Connect. Want to thank the team at Indigo Mortgage. They are a sponsor of our programming here. And if you need a quote for a new mortgage loan, the team at Indigo Mortgage will explain how you can reduce your fees while getting the best interest rate possible. Call 836-5700, or you can reach them on the web at indigomortgage.net. Indigo Mortgage, because nobody cares more about your mortgage loan. Rick Hobson, the owner, co-owner with his wife Jennifer of Jericho Nursery. You got Jennifer working a little bit?
She's got another job too.
Ah.
You know, we had some things I'm learning in my life. She bumped into one of my boundaries, which I didn't realize I had. And for something in me that comes across critical, we've talked about, my sternness, probably my maleness, my ownership, she said, wow, you don't think I'm working that hard. And like my wife works harder than I do and I work hard. Mm-hmm. My father worked 6 days a week my whole life and said, I'm working too hard. And he's the hardest working man I knew. Mm. And he's telling me I work too hard. My wife has another job. She's a realtor. So she's doing inspections in houses and closing and helping me run that business. Mm. So yeah, it's a challenge for her because she's working as much as I am working at Jericho and trying to sell homes as well.
We are talking about Jericho Nursery, Rick Hobson. He's also the host of a radio show called Garden Talks, heard on 77 KOB, 11 a.m. on Saturdays, used to be here on this station. But, Rick, we want to ask you a couple questions now. I've got a listener question that a pine tree in the front yard doesn't look healthy. It sounds like from the question they want to take some pictures. What do you need to see to tell them if the tree can be saved?
So the first and easiest question to always get to, and it always circles around to this, is water. How much, how often, how long? The common answers, because I know time is of the essence, is 20 minutes, three times a week.
So what about the typical drip system?
Perfect tree before,
but
right?
But I would say this, and I have in mind my daughter's drip system. It's twice a day for 20 minutes. It just runs while the sprinklers are on.
Yep.
One zone. It sounds like some think too much water and some are not getting enough.
I would bet you that nothing's getting too much in our climate.
Okay.
And so that's the question I ask. How often, how long, everybody can. 1 in 100 can answer the next question. And you guys in Radioland don't see me swirling my 32-ounce mason jar coffee cup to say that 15 minutes in a drip system typically is a jar full of water. It's a quart. Mm. Now, that's a gallon per hour dripper. That's what they are. Uh-huh. There's twos, there's threes, there's a few different sizes, but nobody knows how big is the dripper. And everybody thinks they're watering properly. Mm. A dripper should be every 18 inches. They spread about 2 feet. The water roots are as big as the tree. You put a dripper at the trunk of the tree when you plant it. That's great. 10 years from now, it's worthless. 20 minutes of water is worthless. So it's a little harsh, but more water less often is the goal. Twice a day is crazy. If for stuff that's been planted a long time, the city's pretty accurate, and three times a week on a lawn, probably your trees and shrubs don't need three times a week, but 20 minutes is not adequate, and it needs to be more drippers. So how do you figure out how much water's coming out? Take the dripper and drop it in a bucket. Drop it in a coffee cup. Run it for 20 minutes. You'll be startled at how little water is coming out of that drip system.
Yeah.
Should run for an hour. My drip system runs for an hour, three times a week when it gets hot. And if it's really hot and dry, we go to an hour and a half.
So what I hear you saying, you can't have the lawn sprinklers
on
the same system as the drip system.
No, you cannot. Lawn sprinklers are designed to water a lawn. And 20 minutes of a lawn sprinkler three times a week is lots and lots of water. Mm-hmm. It's gallons and gallons. And now there are low volume sprinklers for lawns, but it's nothing for a drip system.
I love that. I want to ask you about roses.
Okay.
Is there any way, all the roses, for example, excuse me, in my daughter's yard, they're blooming already.
Right. Mine too.
And then they won't bloom the rest of the summer. Is there any way to have rose bushes that either rebloom or you stagger them?
Staggering is difficult. You start mixing up. Again, it's going to be way more information, and I try and dumb it down for people, but it's fast and furious. Floribunda, hot tea, grandiflora, miniatures, those are standard roses. They should bloom three times a year. So something's wrong at your daughter's house, or she's got a couple of weird old-fashioned varieties like Austrian copper and Texas yellow once a year. That's all you get. But most roses should bloom at least three times a year. Then you want to start introducing some head roses, some knockout roses, carpet roses. There's some new roses out there that may give you a few more blooms. The first bloom is the best. Beautiful right now. The next coolest May I've seen in years. The second bloom comes around in late June, early July. Terrible. It's too hot. They come out, they bolt, they're done. They're beautiful for a couple of days. There's a fall bloom in August or September, depending on monsoon season and when we start to get humidity and rain. Is like the spring. So you should get 3-4 blooms cycles a year. Fertilization is really, really important. Roses are heavy feet. You need to clip off the old bloom. That makes the new bloom come much faster than it having to go through the process naturally. Fertilization's every 4 to 6 weeks, maybe every 2 months, starting in middle March to the middle of April, depending on what the rose looks like. Not feeding late into the fall where you're encouraging growth. It will be tender for winter time.
And by the way, if you don't know the details about fertilization, you don't remember the varieties that Rick just listed, you can listen to the show on abqconnect.online. It'll be posted up as a podcast. And I'll send that to you too, Rick,
so you
have the link. But what I really wanted to say to everybody is you can go to Jericho Nursery. Rick has, even though he might be grouchy in the parking lot, he has gardening angels throughout his store that all you have to do is talk with them. They will answer all of your questions. And if they don't know an answer, there's somebody there that does.
Yeah, that's my commercial. If we don't know, we'll find out. Hmm. And don't trust Google. I've been caught going to Google and know it was wrong. Didn't trust the people around me and went to Google and was like, this is not right. So be careful. And a question you should ask any garden center you're in, if it's a, please support local and independent, like KNKT, like Calvary, like people down the street. What zone are we? What DA zone is Albuquerque? If they can't answer it, probably should be talking to somebody else. We're zone 7, by the way.
I've gone into a couple home improvements, such shall remain unnamed. Got no help after trying for half an hour. Jericho Nursery is where you want to go. Thank you, Rick,
for joining us today. Appreciate you having me.
ABQ Connect is presented by Bosky Heating and Cooling. For service, call 504-200. Bosky Heating and Cooling. Locally grown, locally owned. ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.